All right, now we come to the last chapter in the Epistle to the Philippians. We saw in the first chapter the philosophy of Christian living. Chapter 2, the pattern for Christian living. Chapter 3, the prize for Christian living. And now in chapter 4, we have power for Christian living. All of these others would be absolutely meaningless, purposeless, if there was not power. For instance, a philosophy of life is no good unless there's power to carry it out. A pattern is no good unless there is power supplied to have that pattern in our own lives. And a prize is no good if we can't reach it and we can't get to the goal. Therefore, power is all important. So one of the reasons that the Spirit of God did not let Paul end this epistle as soon as he apparently intended to was because he wanted to let us know that there is power for Christian living and that, as he said, I can do all things in Christ who strengtheneth me. Now, we're going to take a good look at this chapter because it's very important. We have here, and these are the mechanics of it, the division that we have made in the first four verses. We have the source of power. That's joy, as we shall see. And then we have, second, the secret of power, and that's prayer. And then we have the sanctuary of power, and that's contemplation of Christ. Then we have the satisfaction of power, and that's verses 10 through 23 to the end of the epistle. The satisfaction of power is in Christ, and therefore there is the very powerhouse for Christian living. Now let's look first here at the source of power, and it's joy. Listen to him. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown. You see, they were going to be in the presence of Christ someday, and he expected to receive a crown for soul winning, for winning these people to the Lord. And they were his joy down here. Now he says to them, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved, and as Paul says elsewhere, and having done all, to stand. That's the important thing. That's what he said in Ephesians. Now he says, stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. And that's very important. Stability. The Christian faith will produce stability of life. Now, he says in verse 2, I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Now we are back to this little infection that was in the church. Not much. Actually, it hadn't caused too much trouble, but it's not a good thing in any church for there to be little cliques and one group not working with another group. And he says, I beseech Euodias and Syntyche. They were not speaking to each other. And he says, I want these two dear ladies to be of the same mind in the Lord, not one to have a carbon copy of the other, but the same mind in the Lord. And if we are together in the Lord, as we've seen before, we're together. And it may be that we have differences of opinions about different things, but that would not separate those that are in the Lord. Now he says, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fella, help those women which labored with me in the gospel. And the church in Philippi was noted by the fact that women occupied a prominent place in the early church. And that, may I say, was unusual in that day. My personal viewpoint is that today the church has not emphasized the role of women in the church. I believe that we never had to put up with women preachers if there could have been the office of deaconess emphasized in the church. And I believe that that's an important office and should be recognized. difference in the church. The more and more I study the Word of God, more and more I'm convinced of that. And here we have the fact, Paul says, those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also. Now, there's a believer over in Philippi. We haven't met him. This is the first mention that I know about him. And with other, my fellow laborers, apparently a great company of believers in Philippi, whose names are in the book of life. That was the important thing. Their name was in the book of life.